Now, as the country counts down to the local government elections due to be held in October, the South African Local Government Association, SALGA, has convened for a two-day National Members' Assembly to discuss the future of local governance. The objectives of this assembly include assessing the preparations for the upcoming local government elections, highlighting the progress made during this term of local government, and reflecting on the framework to manage the transition. Arabile Gumede is there to bring us updates from the assembly and shed some light on the important discussions being had today. Good afternoon, Arabile. What are some of the lessons learned by the current administration?
Yeah, so a lot really said this throughout today, really, about the lessons kind of learned. The difficulties have certainly been with regards to how COVID-19 has affected service delivery in and amongst municipalities. But we all know, Amy, that this isn't just a recent problem, right? It's been a problem that we've seen throughout municipalities for at least the last 20 odd years. So just how do we fix it, and how does SALGA play a critical and important role in trying to fix it is exactly the kind of discussions that were had today. You had a whole lot of discussions really around who should be doing what, number one, but also number two, the transfer of those skills. The important element here is that there certainly isn't a skills transfer that seems to happen between municipalities and between administrations as they change. Mm. We're heading to the local government elections later this year, as you noted, and it's going to be very critical that those who are in leadership now are able to pass over those skills so that it's not a start over process, but one that can continue to deliver the kind of services that municipalities and consumers have needed.
Well, in that vein, Arabile, is SALGA ready for that transition into the next administration?
Well, they continue to say that they are. The president of SALGA really was speaking about that. That's Thembisile Ngadimeng, who says that SALGA is trying to do everything it can, particularly with cooperation with things, people like Santaco, with the CCMA even, who are able to kind of help them, even with CETA, to try and help them get the transition right, to get up to those elections and know that they've secured partnerships which are going to help in the service delivery. A partnership with Santaco means that local municipalities are able to then build taxi ranks, for example, that are going to be used and not necessarily go on to become these white horses that aren't used at some later stage. So it is about the collaborative effort, and SALGA using all of those now to grow themselves into a spot where they feel like they've offered enough to municipalities.
Well, that's promising. Arabile, for you, the biggest takeaway from day one?
It seems that it's not just going to be talk. A few memorandum of understanding were actually signed as well today, and that does mean that they're looking to get a lot done. And it does bode well to have partnerships with other entities that are able to do things that perhaps SALGA cannot do in their current state. But where to from here is perhaps my big question mark. You have all these discussions. You have the likes of Letsisa Tenoli, who is the Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly. You had the Honorable Amos Masondo, the former mayor of the city of Johannesburg, also part of this conversation. But where to? What does it add up to? And I suppose what I'm getting is a sense that they're tired, I suppose, then, of having a situation where nothing continues to be done, and it's all talk. Mm. It's now time for action.
Arabile Gumede, our very own financial journalist and the man with the most beautiful voice, thank you for that update.